Hi, my name is Matt. I'm an English teacher, and this is a recording of a free lesson that I did recently on whiziq.com. We're using material from the Talk A Lot free spoken English course, which is a free download from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you'd like to attend the next online lesson, please visit www.whiziq.com/Matt Perland.
So you need to get this worksheet. Then this is what we're doing today: the slang words and phrases connected with media, and we're looking at media in four categories. That is radio, television, or journalism, and new media. So we've got four categories. Hi there, we're learning about slang words and phrases. Yeah, exactly what is the title of the lesson when you've just joined us. Yeah, slang words and phrases. Okay, so we're looking at media, that is radio, television, journalism, new media, and slang words and phrases. What I'm proposing to do here is quite quickly go through the vocabulary with you, and then look at sentence building and context of these slang words. Okay, first of all, just type in the box, what is slang? How is it different from normal English, from normal words? Yeah. Good, thanks Redux for doing that, giving a description. Yeah. What is slang? How can we say it's different? Last time we looked at idioms and we know what they are. So slang is not the Queen's English, so something maybe the Queen wouldn't say. Well, we don't know what she would say, really. It's a type of spoken language, good. So is it formal or informal? Informal, okay, good. And it's kind of language that is used by particular groups of people. Yeah, words, expressions and meanings that are informal are used by people who know each other very well or have the same interest. Yes, Nadia, good, thank you. Or, I would add to that, part of the same group. Right, so if you're a teenager, for example, your slang might be different from my slang. My slang might be different from somebody who's much older, but everybody uses slang, and it depends which group you're in, whether you know the slang. So it's informal language. Good. So tonight I want to go quickly through the vocabulary, and then I want people to come on the mic, think about sentence or the context, how we can use this slang. Okay. Good. So make sure you get this copy of this worksheet and you can write on it, or you can make notes about it. Okay, next class I think will be next week. Yeah, so check my page. Okay, good. So 20 common English slang words and phrases. Just quickly have a look at them and even download the worksheet, that would help. Have a quick look and tell me if you know any of these. Tell me if you know any. Do you know any of these? So we're going to look at all the meanings. So redux, LOL, what does it mean? Okay, lot of laughs. It's an acronym for something, isn't it? LOL. Laugh out loud. Yeah, we use it, LOL, laugh out loud is short for this, acronym for this. The telly is like television, it's TV. Geek, somebody maybe who works a lot with technology. Hi Radhika, thanks for joining us. Freebie, so what is a freebie? Hi Radhika, nice to see you. Type in if you know any of these words, and that will be a quick way to start. Okay, so number 8, couch potato. Someone, a lazy person, somebody who sits in front of the TV and eats French fries, as Nadia says. Someone who sits on the couch, sofa, and grows there like a potato. Yeah, just does nothing, doesn't move. Any more that you know? Yeah. And we'll go through them. Yeah. Scoop. So think about the meaning in terms of media, that is radio, television, journalism, or new media. Okay. Anyone else? Top 40, so number 6, that's the hits. So the top 40 singles or albums, downloads. Yeah. The top 40 selling songs. Okay, Rose. A scoop. So you can scoop a prize. Yes, that's right. But it's different meaning, a scoop. It's not verb to scoop. Okay. So let's go through them really quickly. Write down some of the meanings if you can on your worksheet. You can get it here, download here, and then we're going to try and use this, okay? Okay, so number 1, a Z-list celeb. Celeb means celebrity, it's short for a celebrity. Well, Z-list is opposite of A-list. A-list, it's maybe somebody like Madonna, Tom Cruise. So Z-list is very minor celebrity. Somebody who's famous but not very famous. Okay. Opposite to A-list, yeah. Number 2, to catch a show. If I catch a show, I go and see it. I see it. Did you catch a show when you were in London? Yeah, we caught a show in the West End. So it's kind of slang to catch a show. Okay, going quickly today, rolling news. You know, something like CNN, BBC World News. It's continuous news. It's news that just continues all the time. 24-hour news on the TV. Rolling. It's like it's always moving. It never stops. Okay. 4. Laugh out loud. This is something you could type on your email, and it means laugh out loud. LOL, lol. Sometimes we pronounce lol, but this is written English more than spoken. Yeah, it's, or laughing, like Red Books is saying, yeah. You know, it's like saying to the person, you said something funny, I'm laughing about it, you know, it's funny, very funny. Okay, glossy. A glossy is a woman's magazine. Something like Vogue. Yeah, expensive magazines, good Nadia. Printed on thick shiny paper. Cosmopolitan, that's right, Radhika. Top 40 is the music chart. So maybe top 40 singles, albums. We don't have really top 40 films, but it's to do with music. The top 40 selling, the best selling songs or albums. Nadia's got the next one, television. This comes from Gogglebox. This comes from the verb to goggle, like to watch. When your eyes are watching something very carefully or intently, we sometimes use it as a verb to goggle at something, and so the goggle box. It's like saying TV, television, telly. Okay. Couch potato we looked at. That's a lazy person. Somebody who lies around on the couch or sofa, I would say sofa. Couch is rather American English. You can say he's such a couch potato, just lies around all day. Freebie, something free. You might get a free gift with your magazine, a free CD or a DVD, or maybe a beautiful hairbrush, some free cosmetics, you know, a freebie, something free. Nadia's got geek, person who's really obsessed with, somebody obsessed with technology. Maybe they have to always have new iPads and things like that. Yes, Red Dukes has got it. Geek, I think geek is more, I mean geek is not really a nice word to use for somebody, but what's the difference between geek and nerd? Well, nerd is N-E-R-D, can, but oh, you've got it. I think a geek is more to do with technology, whereas a nerd is just somebody, just an idiot. Somebody you don't like. Doofus. Says Reddit. That's really American English. If I call someone a geek, they might take it in a positive way. You know, some people are obsessed by buying new computers. But a nerd is just rather negative thing, a negative thing, a negative person, or a negative thing to call somebody. Cloud computing, does anyone know this? You're all taking part on the internet now. So this is when all documents are stored online, all your documents, everything on your hard drive is stored online. Somebody like Google or Microsoft is very kind and they store your whole hard drive. So you don't need a powerful computer at home with a big memory or big storage. You just have to have an internet connection. So Google Docs is, it's part of that. But think of everything on your hard drive, Nadia, and then think about all that being online somewhere, in the cloud. So just on the internet. Cloud is another name for the internet, a part of the internet. All your stuff is online, so you basically need just a very cheap little netbook or something, and you just log into the internet and all your stuff is stored there. It's a good idea, really, I think. Put a sock in it. What do you think, positive or negative? Oh, Redux has got it. Let's use a phrasal verb. Shut up. Yeah, be quiet. It's negative. Oh, I want to tell you about another phrasal verb that I heard this week. A new one. A very new phrasal verb. And tell me if you've ever heard this one. This phrasal verb. Man up. Have you heard of this? To man up. So I was at the park. Ah, good, Ken. I was at the park with my family, and a little boy was crying because he hurt himself on the slide. But he was crying for ages, for about 10 minutes. And first of all, his mum was very patient and caring. And then later she looked embarrassed and she said, come on, man up. Like imperative form. So, be a man. Be brave. And I just thought, wow, it's a good example of how phrasal verbs can be born, you know. This is really a new kind of phrasal verb. And it just expresses what she wanted to say. Be a man. Be more like a man. Grow up. Almost like grow up. And I thought I'd tell you that because it's to do with phrasal verbs, how they make new, modern verbs without having to think of a whole new verb. We just use a phrasal verb, so we're using noun, the noun man, and then make it into a verb. Yeah. Next week we'll do phrasal verbs. Yes. Next week. Okay, that's just by the by. So let's keep going. A scoop, you know, a scoop is a story in the newspaper, an exclusive story in a paper, or even maybe on a TV news channel, but an exclusive, something which other papers haven't got. It's a scoop, really, it's a scoop. Yeah. Maybe an exclusive interview or something. Okay, kiss and tell story. I think you can guess this. In a newspaper, one person has slept with a celebrity, and they go to the newspaper and they take money, they tell what happened. Yeah, they talk about this celebrity. So, we can almost say use another idiom, and dishing the dirt on a celebrity. Somebody has slept with a famous footballer or singer, and they go to the newspaper and they tell them. Maybe the newspaper gets a scoop, an exclusive. Okay, 15 television, so that's the easy one. Telly. Most people that I know would call it the telly. Put the telly on, or switch the telly off. Yeah. Fanboy. What about fanboy? Are you a fanboy? So maniac, fangirl, we could say. Yeah, fanboy, fangirl. It's like not a maniac, but an enthusiast for a particular gadget or company. It's like supporter, a fanboy. Some people are very obsessed with the company Apple. You know, every product they do, it's really perfect and wonderful, and they have to get it. They have to be first in the queue. And they are a fan, they're fanboys, supporters. Yeah, exactly. Or for a particular computer game or a particular product, yeah, a geek. So it's kind of related to geek, isn't it? Yeah, some people are very protective about companies, like they prefer Microsoft or they prefer a different operating system, and they sort of support them. Use forums to say how good they are. You know, they praise these companies. I'm not going to say worship them, but certainly they praise them. Yeah, the Apple iPhone is so wonderful. Okay, fanboy. In the UK. Somebody like Stephen Fry is very famous actor, writer, but he's a fanboy for Apple. He's always talking about how great their products are. So this is new media, a new media word. Okay, good guy. Non-starter. So, something that doesn't get started, let's say, doesn't get started, or doesn't get off the ground, to use another idiom. So maybe something like a new TV show. It's not successful, not many people watch it. Yeah, it doesn't get off the ground, it's a non-starter. It just maybe has 3 or 4 episodes and then it's taken off the air. Okay. Good. Next one, earworm. An earworm. What do you think? Earworm. This is connected to the radio. So it's a... we've got it. Catchy tune, so a song that you can't get out of your head. Irritating, yeah. Some people would say Lady Gaga produces this kind of song. We just hear it all the time in our head, but we can't get rid of it. It's catchy, but irritatingly catchy. So good. Good description, Nadia. I wouldn't say that because I love her songs. But you know, a song that it's annoying. Can't get it out of your head. Okay. So, two more, and then we're going to look at these, work with these slang words. Oh, Red Ducks as well. Loves them. Good. I'm not alone here. I'm just... Oh, Radio Gaga is an earworm. But it's something rather negative now, dear. We can't get rid of it. We just keep imagining this tune in our head. Okay, next one. I can't read it. The long tail. This is to do with new media as well. It's hard to describe in a few words, let's think. Hmm. It's to do with something like online publications. So, for example, when I publish a worksheet online, okay, it just stays online, and maybe a lot of people will look at it, and then a few people, and then just one or two per day, then one per week, but it's still there, it's still available. The same with music. If you look at the music charts now, there are a lot of famous songs are in the charts because they are available, whereas in the past they weren't in the shops. So the long tail is longer availability period for things online. It's also connected with books. So, for example, Amazon. At Amazon, we can buy any book. Yeah, it doesn't have to be in the shops. So, a lot more authors have more chance of sales thanks to the long tail. It's the internet makes it possible for your material to be available all the time, so you don't have to just have a quick sales marketing campaign. Your book or your music will be available for a long time. There is a book called The Long Tail, if somebody can find that. It's like this lesson, for example, Redux. If I make this lesson into an MP3 podcast, then people can download it not only next week, but you know, for the whole rest of this year, for another 2 years, for 3 years, however long it's online, however long I pay the hosting bills. Yeah? So this is the long tail. Everything is available for a long time, and so there's more choice for people. It's quite a difficult concept, though. Okay, thanks, Robert. Let's go to an easier one to say. The gutter press. The gutter is where we have the rain falls down, it's on our roof, and the rain falls down and into the gutter. So the gutter press is really the dirty press, newspapers which are down market. Press means newspapers. So, for example, tabloids, where you've got some naked pictures on the front page and some scandals, scoops, kiss and tell stories. I'm sure you have these newspapers in your country as well. Yeah. Redux is not interested, but you know, a lot of people buy them. 3 million people buy the Sun in the UK. Tabloid press, the gutter press. Some people call it that. So it's like it's just rubbish. It's literally dirty, filthy. Yeah. Okay. We've got there. So we've got 20 slang words and phrases on the topic of media. You can see where they're relating to radio, television, journalism and new media. Okay, this is the worksheet if anyone still wants to download that. So, I'm looking for man up as well, we've got. Maybe I'll delete that. Okay, deleted that. So, I'm looking for somebody now who wants to talk online. Don't forget we're being recorded, but if you want to come online, let's think of a context and a sentence for some of these. So choose one that's interesting for you, and let's think of a situation, a context, and a sentence. For example, let's go to number 12. This is one of my favorite expressions. Put a sock in it. Put a sock in it. Yeah. When could I use that? And who is? With my grandma? No. Not really, but who with? Who could I say that to? What situation? Maybe I'm fighting with my sister or with one of my friends, you know, and they're just annoying me. I can say, put a sock in it. It's not really swearing, but it's not really polite either. So, put a sock in it. Be quiet. But what about you? Think of, choose one of these and think of an example when we could say it. So, who's going to come on and speak now? Type in the box. Let's try it. We need to try the new WizIQ system. So, Ken's coming on. I'm going to pass you the mic. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Okay. And I chose two. And I was a fanboy of British rock, so I often followed British Top 40.
Uh-huh. Okay, the top 40, yeah? Good. What about something else, Ken?
Something else? Today I watched telly before this class.
Okay. Good. Anything else?
Anything else? This class is a freebie for English learners, and it's very helpful. And we appreciate Teacher Matt's contribution.
Good. Okay. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you very much.
So it's a freebie. Good. Excellent. Something that's free. It's freebie. So Ken's been watching telly. He's been listening to the top 40. It's kind of slang because unless you know what it means, the top 40, you don't know that's music, right? You might not know that. Nadia's saying a sentence. I'm a celebrity. Bosses have been accused of hiring Z-list celebrities. Yeah. Z-list, so the lowest kind of celebrities, people who are famous just because of Big Brother or something like that. Yeah. Okay, anyone else? Type in the box if you want to, or think of a sentence. Think of a sentence that you could use. Do you know anybody who's a couch potato, for example? Or what about glosses? Do you read glossy magazines? Mm-hmm. It's not in fashion today, being a couch potato, yeah. Okay. Good. So, let's look at these now, and Which slang words and phrases are to do with radio, do you think? Which could we say are to do with radio? So, which slang words and phrases can we think? We've got five here to do with the radio. Scoop. scoop is more to do with newspapers getting an exclusive story, but maybe in a radio news program it's possible. Top 40, yes. Every week on Sunday, 4 o'clock, we listen to the Top 40 on Radio 1 in the UK. Rolling news, so yes, if it's a news channel, just news, then yes, could be rolling news. Emission, not emission, but rather transmission. Yeah, to catch the show, to catch the transmission, good. Emission is something like from the back end of a car. Okay. What else to do with radio here? Yeah, so if someone's listening to the radio or song I hate, I would say put a sock in it. Yes, no dear. Sometimes we say that to the DJs or presenters. Put a sock in it, just be quiet. Yeah. Okay. It made me laugh because when I taught this some of this slang to Polish students, they ended up saying put your socks in your mouth. Yeah. Instead of the actual slang. And so we have to keep the slang as it is. Put a sock in it. We can't adapt, it's like an idiom, we can't adapt it or paraphrase it. Yeah. Put your socks in your mouth. Yeah, in your ears. No. That's what it means though, put it in your mouth, yeah, be quiet, so you can't speak. Earworm maybe is to do with radio, an earworm. That when we hear a song that we can't get rid of. Which of these are to do with television, do you think? Which one? So the telly, couch potato, yeah, what else? Rolling news, yeah, like CNN. Does anybody watch Rolling News? Do you watch it? Do you like it? A non-starter, yeah, a program that doesn't really get off the ground, doesn't make it. So Nadia hasn't got time. I think she's too busy surfing the internet to watch that. Or maybe you're preparing your lesson about etiquette. Redux likes Rolling News, but why do you like it, Redux? I don't watch it because it seems to be the same thing again and again and again. Ken checks the news on the internet. Yeah. Now, if something happens, it happens, but most of the time, nothing is happening. So, it can be boring. Okay. But sometimes when it's an exciting event, like general election, then I watch Rolling News, because a lot of things are happening at once. Or if it's a big tragedy, we need to get news. But most of the time we haven't these kind of events, thank goodness. What about journalism? Which words and phrases can you use? So the gutter press, glossy, to do with magazines. Yeah. What else? Hi Vikash, thanks for joining. Fanboy. It's written more connected with technology. New technology. Type in the box if anybody wants to talk and make a sentence using some of these words. It's no problem. Kiss and tell story, yes. So a celebrity gets caught out. Maybe they're married and they have a night out with somebody. Yeah. And they go to the press. And Vikas, we're looking at slang, words and phrases to do with media. That's what was on the lesson title for this lesson. So we're just talking about the words. If anyone wants to come online and make a sentence, you're welcome. Don't say that I don't give you the chance. Yeah. These are the words that we're looking at, Vikash. Scoop as well, it's to do with newspapers. So which words are to do with new media? What do you think? New media. Geek, definitely. Yes. Cloud computing. Yeah, so when in the future we won't have laptops, we'll just have little keyboards and everything will connect to our documents online. And that will happen, not maybe in the next few years. We'll be able to pick up any kind of keyboard. We might not even have our own computer. Just everything that belongs to us is online somewhere in a storage space. Yeah, the long tail. That's how we're going with computers, I think. The long tail. It's good news for authors and publishers because it means our catalogue is available all the time. Yeah. Fanboy as well. Fanboy. Maybe freebie because online you get a lot of freebies. A lot of freebies. Okay. I want to know if you can connect any of these words and phrases in one sentence. So I'll give you 10 points if you can connect two of these in the same sentence. And I'll give 20 points if you can connect three. I never heard the term fangirl, Ken. Maybe you know somebody who is a fangirl. I think even if a female geek or female enthusiast would be happy to be called fanboy, to be honest. A fangirl has maybe other connotations, as in maybe exotic dancer who works with a fan, with fans. So, okay, well, Redux is making some controversial statements here. Okay, Vikash laughing, LOL, yeah, laugh out loud. Until we get the smiley, we have to use this. Nadia saying, when I came home, I saw my couch potato on his usual place listening to an earworm, and I cried, put a sock in it. Okay, I think 30 points there, Nadia. Good try. But he's not listening to an earworm. An earworm is not music, it's something that is in your mind. You know when you can't get a song out of your head? It's something, it's just your memory that is reminding you, playing the song. It's not something we can listen to. And nobody else can hear it. So I think it's like well, it's from our memory, isn't it? Has to be. But God, you know, I cried, put a sock in it. A couch potato. Yeah. God, you could, I mean, you could draw a picture to help you remember these. Imagine a potato sitting on a couch or sofa. Couch is sofa, yeah. Or you might draw a picture of putting a sock in somebody's mouth. Put a sock in it. Anything that helps you to remember these new words. It's best to use them in the context. Yeah. Okay, Aisa, good night. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming. Redux says, my friend is a couch potato. He always watches TV and he loves reading the gutter press. Okay. 20 point. I'll tell you. You can have 30 point. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today. To download more free lessons and all of the Talk A Lot materials absolutely free of charge, please visit englishbanana.com/talkalot.